This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
A couple of months ago, Mikey and I did the Victorian Police Recruit Fitness Test.
And I did.
I beat you, didn't I?
No, that's not true at all.
No, you won't, didn't you? Yeah, and I think we are now official members of the police force. Well, in my mind anyway.
I'd like to say so.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, head to our socials, Tom and Mikey, now and take a look at the video about what happened. And my outfit was fantastic.
You did look pretty good.
But this morning, we welcome one of our police colleagues into the studio. It's Acting Commander Murray Fraser. Welcome to Joy.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Mikey.
Well, thank you for being here, first and foremost, and your swift blue outfit's looking very good this morning.
We love a man in uniform, and especially ones that come with, like, what do you call that, jewellery, accessories?
Bling.
Bling. I mean, it's fantastic, yeah.
We're still waiting on our uniforms. When are they coming?
We haven't got to measure up first, I think.
Yeah, okay, it's all right. I've got to tape measure my keys somewhere. Look, Murray, it's your first time joining us, so we want to get to know who you are. Tell us, what's your history in the force? We've had a brief one ourselves.
Okay, sure. I've been in the police force quite a long time. I was lucky enough to work in a lot of different areas at quite little northwestern suburb police stations, really quite little places like St Albans, Sunshine and Broadmeadows. Yep.
Oh, they'd be quiet stations. Yeah, they'd be the quietest ones in Melbourne, wouldn't they?
not much happens up
Nothing
there,
happens so at Sunshine.
A really good place to learn about policing and some really interesting things, deal with some really interesting people.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. I did a few stints doing investigations in the city and a couple of stints at the homicide squad doing some of the more serious stuff. Then as a manager, I was looking after an anti-corruption task force for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And then I've been out in the regions as a manager and also a little bit back in the crime command looking at serious organised crime and counter-terrorism. And then I went from a job like that to looking after a bunch of statisticians and analysts in our performance area. Yeah. That's been just really fantastic. And now I've got an opportunity to do this job for a little while.
You were talking about anti-terrorism in your time in that department. What was that like? Because that had been heavy, especially within the past 10 years. It's really gone crazy with ISIS and the likes.
Yeah, so the men and women in the counter-terrorism units, they work really hard. They're really dedicated. It's a difficult job. We always say that the police have to get lucky every time, where the bad guys only have to get lucky once for it to be a disaster. So it's really high stakes.
Yeah.
And the men and women there, they do a really good job. They're really dedicated. And we would do a lot of work with our partners and other law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies. So it's one of those most joined up responses we have in policing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all the lovely men and women out there that are doing that and keeping us safe so we can just go along on our own day.
We can skip along skating down the streets of Bourke Street.
Look, we did bring you in today, Acting Commander Murray Fraser. On Monday, the police and the LGBT communities recognised a very important anniversary. Could you tell us what happened that was so important?
Sure. So the celebration really marked 20-year anniversary of Victoria Police having a relationship with the LGBTI community in a formal way by receiving advice and having regular meetings with community leaders. So I think initially they called it a police advisory group back all those years ago. We call it a portfolio reference group where community leaders meet regularly with the Victoria Police and provide us with advice about what some of the issues are in the community, about some of the policing issues that may be impacting, how we can actually change the way we police that actually reflects the different needs and of the LGBTI community. You know, 20 years ago, policing, we approached policing as one homogenous community. We treated everyone the same.
Well, we hope they did.
Yeah, well, that's right.
There are a few men and women from Tasty Nightclub that would probably disagree treated normal or equal.
That's right. Yeah. So we didn't actually really think about different communities having different needs as
how
a
they were
force.
Affected. Yeah,
And certainly over the passage of the last 20 years, we've really Victoria Police has come to the acknowledgement that we actually different communities do have different needs, and so we have to tailor our response accordingly. So that whether that's LGBTI community, people with a disability, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, so there's all special needs that the plain vanilla police response just doesn't work.
And we have noticed that the, you know, as Mike and I went and did the police academy recruit test, we noticed that you actually are out there trying to recruit people from different walks of life. Again, it's not just what we would have seen once, you know, the white cis male who police. Now we actually are looking for people with different ethnic, race, different speech, different sexual communities.
Yeah, that's right. And that really, any police force has to reflect the community that it serves. So we've really had a strong emphasis over the last few years of recruiting from people from overseas, you know, born overseas or from different ethnic backgrounds. We've got a growing African employee base. We have a growing Muslim base in our police force.
As well as the lovely GLOWs. That has a lot of effect on our community.
370 plus GLOWs. So
yeah, that's and it's making a big difference seeing them out and about in our clubs, in our communities, as well as at our fair days, our marches, and having you guys there part of it. Look, we have acknowledged that there have been impacts on especially the LGBTIQ community. What are we doing moving forward to make sure that, you know, we're always going to have a good relationship?
So I think it's important that happens at a number of levels. One, Victoria Police, the senior leadership, needs to continue to engage with the leadership from the LGBTIQ community. The GLOWs play an important role in that local level relationship building and mutual understanding and trying to build trust. Another important thing for Victoria Police is we can't treat and police the community with respect if we don't respect ourselves. So it's really important that we have a culture and an organisation that respects people from different backgrounds.
Within your own community. And you are correct. Right. If you can't accept, you know, differences within the police force, how are you going to accept differences within our community?
So I say it all boils down to respect.
Yeah.
So we have to respect our employees, no matter their background, no matter their sexual orientation. Mm. When we're doing that really well, we'll be able to do it really well in the community as well.
And also, I'll say on behalf of the community, we need to learn to respect our police force, our ambulance workers, our fire, all these people out there. And from what you see, I mean, I watch some of the shows where the poor, you know, policeman or woman pulls them over, and the way these people in a car talk to them, I think, when was the days back in the 70s where you could have hit him over the head with your stick or shot him with the electric gun? And I thought, well, look, Commander Fraser, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll be seeing you again in a month's time. And if the listeners have any questions or topic that they would like to ask the Victorian Police about next time, you can email us here at Tom and Mikey, and we'll pass it on to you lovely men and ladies who come on through and talk to us.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.